singing all the way around. I don't care where you're from. That's just good old Southern gospel singing. Everybody knows that one of our favorite preachers in all the world is Tanner Phillippe. He's a full-time evangelist, he says. Well, you're not working anywhere else. You might as well be. We're looking forward to it. You got your button turned on? Let's see here. And then look, Brother David. There it is. That's it. I see the green light. Thank you.
I'll be in the book of Matthew. Chapter number 5. Verse 15 through 16. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let us pray. Dear Lord, let me preach what I need to preach. Dear Lord, don't let me speak anything I should not speak. Dear Lord, help me. Dear Lord, find the words I do need to speak. Dear Lord, bless the service throughout, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. What I'm trying to get to is when we're saved, we all have this light when we're giving to, when we're saved. And unlike, we got to let our light shine, and we have to let a good light shine, because some people have a light, but the way they shine it is in bad ways, and it doesn't give a good example to their things. You should let your light shine, let it be a good example, cause you might be the only light that people ever see. You might be the only light, or also another thing, the only Bible that people see. They might be the only Bible you read or the light they ever see, so that might be all they have. That might be everything they have to even get saved. And you don't want to be just walking along and just do your outward appearance. Just your outward appearance is kind of judging your whole entire everything you, even though that's not possibly what you are. I mean, an inside on the outside, you could be different on the inside and look different on the outside. Like, I know there's times when people are working and they're doing good stuff, and they look all filthy and they look all disgusting and filthy on the outside, but they're doing good stuff on the inside. And people judge that and think, like, that guy's nasty, but he's doing good stuff for being, like, I mean, some of these plumbers now, I mean, wear overalls, please. And go to 2 Peter. Chapter 1, verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you ye do well that ye take heed unto a light that shineth in a dark place. What I was trying to get to here, wherever you go, you should have a light. And most people are like, I'm going to turn on my light, especially when I'm at church, because that's when all these high guys and all these preachers, they're looking at me, so that's when I'm going to shine my light. That's when you should shine your light more when you're in this world and when you're in a darker place, like, here you go, because that's people where they actually need it. Like, I mean, you should set a good Christian example on yourself. You should have that, but if I had to shine my light, I'd rather shine it in the world than I would in church, because that's where it actually has an effect on it in this church. Now, the only effect it has is on just your daily looks. Now, we should have a good standard. And you shouldn't be bad, and you shouldn't shine your light, but you should shine your light in church. But I'm just saying, you might want to take a brief that you might want to shine it in other places, because most people forget about that because they're so worried about the people in church, and they're not worried about trying to get others saved, and they're just worried about their own looks. So that's when they shine their light at that time. I'll go to Psalms, chapter 36. I have cut Psalms out of this message, so that's not going to be where I'm going. I'm sorry. You'll go to Job, please. Job chapter 18, 5-6. Yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. The light shall be dark in his tabernacle, and his candle shall be put out with him. What I was going to get to this, now there's I'm not saying there's only one light. You can have a bad light, and you can have a light that shines bad stuff. Like, when you're saved, you're given a light that you can shine unto good. You have a good light. But some people in this world, they have a light that's bad, and they think this light's all easy because, like, this world's going to show, this light's not going to be as much. Like, you know, y'all know how electricity bills work. Like, you know, you want a lower electricity bill, and this devil, he's going to show you a lower electricity bill, and he's going to pay it and everything. And he's going to be like, I'm going to pay this for you, and then you're going to be all in this light, and you're going to have all this light, but then one day that electric bill is going to come. And y'all go to Ephesians 5:14. Wherefore, if he save, awake that thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Now, what I was trying to get to on that point, the devil is going to offer this light to you, and he's going to offer the bill that he says it's a bill. And even though once that bill comes up, it's going to be a higher bill than normally, but you're going to look at that bill and be like, okay, the devil's going to pay that for me. But then the devil, he don't pay it for you, and it's on your fold, and it's on your debit card. And, you know, like, I can't pay this. But the Lord, I'm just telling you, you're going to be on his fold, and he's going to pay that debt for you. You're not going to have to worry about that. You're not going to have to struggle. You're not going to have to worry and be all tempted about it, because he is going to pay that for you. And that's why you should be on the side of that. You should be turning that light switch on and trying to serve it with that light switch instead of going on to the easy routes. Because as I know, a lot of people like it, but it's only going to give you for a season. But also, I mean, tons of these Christians just keep turning on, turning off and on and off and on in these lights. Y'all just need to pick a light, because you don't need to stop straddling the fence like lukewarm water. You don't want to be that. I mean, I'd rather be on a side than I would be in the middle trying to please and be a people pleaser and all that. So that's all.
Switch Christian. There you go. That's a good deal all around, all the way around. All right. I'll just use that right there. Be fine. And so anyhow, that's a good job all the way around. Over in the book of Matthew, we'll not take time to do a lot of reading there, but let me just say to you, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man shall come again. You know what? They were busy. Why was it that they knew not that it was going to be the Lord coming? Why not? Why was it they were caught unaware? In other words, if the Lord were to come here this evening, do you know in the world, I don't know either, but there's got to be a lot, that would be caught in unaware sitting in the pews. Yeah. The reason being is they were buying and selling, they were eating, they were drinking, and they were marrying and giving in marriage until the day the Lord came again. And they knew not until that it was too late. I got to tell you is that whenever you sit here before me and one of these days the Lord's going to come, and one of these days we're going to see a world that's busy eating and drinking, being merry and having a great time. I told you the other day we were going backwards more than we were going forward. You know, I remember whenever they used to in the day and hour we're living in. I can remember whenever they used to, every independent Baptist preacher across the country, you know, they were standing up, and they'd preach a sermon series, and they went through a phase of it, and they entitled it, Mama Come Home. It's hard to preach Mama Come Home when your wife's working full time. But that's what they were doing. I said, well, what's happened here? Have we changed it from Mama Come Home to Mama Come Home after you get off work at 5:30?
Yes, that's right.
Well, Brother Campbell, one time, he's one of my dearest friends. He's in heaven right now. But we were on a job doing some kind of a something, repairing and making a roof or building a room, whatever we were doing. And all that business there, and he said, I'll stay with you, preacher, I'm going to be with you till the cows come home. And she gets off at 5 o'clock, and she'll be there by 5:30. I thought to myself, you knothead, I ain't in my life heard of such. That's what he's talking about. Turn the light on while it's convenient. And turn the light off if it's not convenient. The Bible said you're the light of the world, but we ought not to look like a lightning bug flashing on and flashing off and flashing in and flashing out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See what I'm talking about? In other words, we ought to be real with God. And we ought to be exalted and magnify the name of the Lord. And let me tell you right now, is that, you know, as we look into the blessed word of the Lord, they knew not in the days of Noah that Jesus was going to come again. Why didn't they not know him? Well, they heard perfect preaching, and they crucified him to the cross. He was a perfect preacher, never missed a lick. And let me tell you right now, make no mistake about it, is that they could have known, and they should have known, but they were busy about their business instead of about the Father's business. I was thinking about in this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out. He said in verse number 44 of Matthew chapter number 24, he said, therefore, he says, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. You know, he uses an illustration there in that same chapter that if a man knew what hour a thief was going to come, because Jesus is coming as a thief in the night, or he's coming in unannounced, he's going to catch you in unawares. You're not going to know exactly what's going to be happening. And this Bible said that if the thief had known it, he would have been watching. And not only would he have been watching, but he would have kept his house from being broken up. As you and I are looking at in this little lesson tonight, as we're looking at, is that you're going to find out that the Bible says in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35, Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. I want to say to you that I don't know about you, but I'm glad to know him in the free pardon of sin. Amen. If the trump of God sounds tonight, I'm leaving. I'm on the way out. Amen. I hope you can say that as well. If you can't say that, something's radically wrong deep down in your soul. It just might be that you're going to need to do something besides flipping the switch on when it's convenient and flipping the switch off when it is not. A light switch Christian going to church, it's time to turn it on. Not going to church, I'm ready to leave, it's time to turn it off. I got to say to you, that was a good thought there, young man. Amen. A good thought. And so no doubt he's been given some. In fact, is he mentioned that he was going to preach at sometime down the road when we were over there at Miss Sue, I guess, which would be your grandma. I don't know if you call her grandnanny, grandnonny, grandnonny, or whatever it is. But anyhow, he mentioned that. He said, I'm going to preach at the next time around. I thought, what a good thought that is. What a good thought that is. And when you really think about it, it'll help you want to stay on your toes for a little bit and to make sure that you're real and that the light of the world, you cannot take and light a candle and put it under a bushel. It won't do any good. But here's what you do is you put it on a candlestick so that everybody can see it the same way. I'm glad I'm saved and I know the Lord. And I hope you can say that as well. And if not, you can. If not, you can. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. And as we get ready, our Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you now for this good lesson. I pray your blessings now upon the reading of thy word. And we thank you, Lord, that thy word is truth. We pray that now you'd hide it in our hearts that we not sin against thee and that we could teach transgressors thy ways. Now save the lost, lift up the downhearted, and set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray.